A big insurance company says climate change could make insurance unaffordable for many. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. Munich Re, it's the world's largest reinsurance firm. And a recent report warns climate change could make insurance coverage unaffordable for ordinary people. Munich Re lost $24 billion from last year's California wildfires. They say climate change had a significant contribution. And insurer Lloyd's of London found climate change and warmer oceans caused a 30% increase in storm surge damage from Superstorm Sandy back in 2012. Amy Bach is executive director with policyholder research and advocacy group United Policyholders.
I don't agree that the only thing they can do is raise rates. They can invest in helping people mitigate. That is probably one of the most important things that insurance companies should be doing, and that means sharing the science that insurance companies already have access to about steps that people can take to make it less likely that their property is going to be damaged or destroyed in a natural disaster. So we've done that with flood, we've done it with hurricane. Of course, it's still a work in progress, but we're on the road there. With wildfire, we are just at the very early stages of thinking, okay, what else can we do? And so certainly I understand insurance companies saying, well, we have to charge more. But what we want them to pair that with is, and we're going to be investing in mitigation support for our customers.
So if these current trends continue or even accelerate, is it possible that these climate losses can make insurance unaffordable for a growing number of people?
Well, only if insurance companies behave irresponsibly. You know, if insurance companies behave responsibly, they will recognize that they are in the business of insurance and that everything is insurable for a price. And the question is, what price and how much insurance? And I think it is very possible, much like the federal flood insurance program, which got created in the 60s when the private insurance industry decided they didn't want to cover that risk anymore. The most you can insure your home for from the flood program is $250,000. So that is not full insurance, but it's better than nothing. And I think, I'm sorry to say, but we're probably going to head in that direction of people will have insurance, but it won't be a full protection like they have today. You know, I'm certainly hoping that the private sector is going to step up and do what they're good at. They're going to predict risk, they're going to price, and they're going to service fairly. But, signs are pointing to some reluctance on the part of the insurance industry to stay in the game of insuring homes in the United States at an affordable rate.
Amy Bach, Executive Director with United Policyholders, thanks so much for your insight today on ClimateCast.
You're very welcome.
My name is Sam Potter. I have a PhD in atmospheric sciences, and I give talks around Minnesota, mostly focused on the metro region, on climate change. And I'm currently living in the far distant North Metro in Cambridge, Minnesota. So I split my talk into three parts. And in the first part, the global view of climate change, how fast people have been adding CO2 to the atmosphere, and all the different components that have been warming up. The ocean, the melting ice, the thawing permafrost, and the warming atmosphere. In the second part of my talk, I try to make it as local as I can to Minnesota. Just talk about all the ways that Minnesota's climate is going to change, what's unique to Minnesota, maybe what's applicable to the rest of the world. And then in the final part of my talk, I say it's going to be bad, but we can still do a lot to stop it. The place where I've ended my talks the last few times is kind of a slide where I say this is where the science ends. And I'm hoping that people will take that home and say, this is what I need to ask of community leaders. This is what I need to ask of politicians. This is what I need to ask of policymakers. I need these values to be instilled within government, because me acting on my own is not going to be enough. And I want people to understand that there are lots of really good things a person by themselves can do, but this is a collective problem with collective solutions.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.